Then, sitting down, he milked the ewes and bleating goats all in due order, and underneath put each one's young. Straightway he curdled half the white milk, and gathering it in wicker baskets, set it by. Half he left standing in the pails, ready for him to take and drink, and have it for his supper. So after he had busily performed his tasks, he kindled a fire, noticed us, and asked,
"Ah, strangers, who are you? Where do you come from, sailing the watery ways? Are you upon some business, or do you rove at random as the pirates roam the seas, risking their lives and bringing ill to strangers?"
As thus he spoke, our very souls were crushed within us, dismayed by the heavy voice and by the monster's self. Nevertheless, I answered thus and said, "We are from Troy, Achaeans, driven by shifting winds out of our course across the great gulf of the sea. Homeward we fared, but through strange ways and wanderings are come hither. So Zeus was pleased to purpose. Subjects of Agamemnon, son of Atreus, we boast ourselves to be, whose fame is now the widest under heaven. So great a town he sacked, so many people slew. But chancing here, we come before your knees to ask that you will offer hospitality, and in other ways as well will give the gift which is the stranger's due. O mighty one, respect the gods. We are your suppliants, and Zeus is the avenger of the suppliant and the stranger. He is the stranger's friend, attending the deserving." So I spoke, and from a ruthless heart he straightway answered, "You are simple, stranger, or come from far away to bid me dread the gods or shrink before them. The Cyclops pay no heed to aegis-bearing Zeus, nor to the blessed gods, because we are much stronger than themselves. To shun the wrath of Zeus I would not spare you or your comrades, did my heart not bid. But tell me where you left your staunch ship at your coming. At the far shore, or near? Let me but know." He thought to tempt me, but he could not cheat a knowing man like me, and I again replied with words of guile, "The earthshaker, Poseidon, wrecked my ship and cast her on the rocks at the Land's End, drifting her on a headland. The wind blew from the sea, and I with these men here escaped from utter ruin." So I spoke, and from a ruthless heart he answered nothing, but starting up laid hands on my companions. He seized on two and dashed them to the ground as if they had been dogs. Their brains ran out upon the floor and wet the earth. Tearing them limb from limb, he made his supper, and ate as does a mountain lion, leaving nothing, entrails or flesh or marrow bones. We, in our tears, held up our hands to Zeus at sight of his cruel deeds. Helplessness held our hearts. But when the Cyclops had filled his monstrous maw by eating human flesh and pouring down pure milk, he laid himself in the cave full length among his flock. And I then formed the plan within my daring heart of closing on him, drawing my sharp sword from my thigh and stabbing him in the breast where the midriff holds the liver, feeling the place out with my hand. Yet second thoughts restrained me, for then we too had met with utter ruin, for we could never with our hands have pushed from the tall door the enormous stone which he'd set against it. Thus, then, with sighs, we awaited sacred dawn.
This ends Disc 4.